growing our confidence doesn't mean cutting ourselves off from difficult emotional experiences and only ever experiencing positive emotional experiences. I think it's really important to let go of the fixation on my goal is to never experience these wobbly, shaky, vulnerable, uncomfortable moments. And I think it's much more helpful to focus on, I want to get stronger and stronger in who I am able to be in those difficult, wobbly, shaky moments.
Welcome to The Art of Speaking Up, a podcast that helps professional women access the limitless potential that lies within them. I'm your host, Jessica Guzik, and my mission is to help you find that spark inside you that has the power to transform your career in ways you may not have thought possible. I'm so excited that you're here. And now, on to the show.
Welcome to the Art of Speaking Up podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am Jess. I'm the host of this show. I'm a New York Times featured podcast host, a prior executive in the corporate world, and current career coach for women. The mission of my work is to help women elevate in their corporate careers and evolve into confident, thriving leaders. If that is something that you want to do, you are in the perfect place. And today I'm talking about one of my absolute favorite topics, and that is the topic of self-confidence. Pretty much every single client that I have worked with has had a goal or has a goal of deepening their self-confidence. This is probably the most common theme that comes up in my work as a coach, and it is something that I love, love, love talking about, because when we grow our confidence, not only are we able to take up more space, take bolder action, achieve bigger impact in our careers, but also we feel stronger inside. We feel more congruent with the version of us who we want to be. And so for me, I really view building confidence as a win-win, where we're not only getting better outcomes and bigger wins professionally, but we're evolving into the version of us who we most deeply want to be. And something that I see a lot with confidence, I see this really, really often, is that people are feeling stuck on how to build it. And I think that this makes a lot of sense because confidence is something that comes from evolving psychologically. It comes from changing who we are in the inside. And as humans, we are very complex psychologically. Our internal, emotional, and psychological landscape is quite complicated. And when we're wanting to build confidence, really what we're saying is, I want to change my internal psychological world. And that's not something that's going to be super quick and an overnight thing or super easy. And I share this because I see a lot of people who think that it should be quick and easy. And then when it isn't quick and easy, they assume that something is wrong with them. And the reason that I really want to speak about the complexity of growing our confidence is to reassure you that if your confidence building process is not an overnight, microwavable, instant process, it's not because something is wrong with you or because you're doing it wrong. It's because you're undertaking something really, really big. But the good news is it's not so big that you can't move the needle. And it's not so big that it's unattainable, but it's big enough that it requires slowing down and it requires a bit of a longer timeline. And it requires a bit more thought and a bit more care and attention than other more surface level goals. So surface level goals like becoming more concise in the way that you speak or learning to be more persuasive, those are goals that you will be able to achieve more quickly versus goals like, I want to feel more confident inside, or I want to sound more confident when I speak. Those goals are going to be on a longer timeline. Now, listen, I'm an impatient person. So if you feel impatient and you want to change quickly, I get it because that's how I am too. And one thing that really, really has helped me with this and has helped me be patient with myself in my own evolution is I try to remind myself that the pace at which something is being built is often a reflection of how lasting and sustainable it will be. So I've mentioned this on a prior episode, but it's worth mentioning again. If you had a choice between purchasing a house that was built in 3 days versus purchasing a house that took 3 months to build, which one would you choose? Most of us would be concerned about the house that took 3 days to build because our thought process is a house is a really big thing to build. If it only took 3 days, I would be really concerned about the longevity of its structure. And I want to remind you that as humans, we are more complicated than houses. So if we wouldn't want a house that was built overnight, we also don't want a sense of self-confidence that was built overnight because it's probably lacking some of the deeper foundations that it needs to have in order to really endure. So that's the first thing that I want to share is I just want you to give yourself permission to go slow. Now, that doesn't mean lean back and don't be proactive and don't challenge yourself. That's not what I mean. I do mean challenge yourself, step out of your comfort zone, be really active in your goal of building confidence, and allow the growth of your confidence to unfold over time. That is going to lead you to the best results and the most happiness along the way. Now, what I'm going to be diving deeper into today are three psychological shifts, or really three steps that will help get you closer to confidence. These are steps that come up when I'm supporting my clients, both in my private coaching as well as in my group coaching in the Art of Speaking Up Academy. And in both of those settings, my clients are often surprised when these things come up in their work with me. And whenever I'm working with my clients and they're very surprised by something, to me, that's a really important signal that I should talk about it on the podcast because it might be a really big opportunity for you to expand your perspective, see things differently, and see things in a way that's going to be more conducive to your growth. So I'm going to be talking about three things that will get you closer to lasting, genuine confidence. And before I dive into those three things, I have a brief announcement. If you are listening to this episode the day it comes out, you have 1 day left to enroll in the upcoming cohort of the Art of Speaking Up Academy. This is my signature group coaching program where I support you in building confidence and elevating your verbal communication skills. I walk you through a step-by-step framework that is taught live by me every week. And you not only get to learn tools and learn frameworks to improve your confidence and your communication skills, but you also get to interact, practice them, and be part of a group of ambitious women who have the same goals and same struggles as you. And when you are surrounded by other women who you admire, who you see as strong and confident and capable, it helps you see that you are no different than they are. And it helps you see that you too, even with your flaws and imperfections, are also strong and confident and capable. The group experience is so powerful in helping you break through some of the limiting beliefs that you have about yourself and really in helping you believe that you have what it takes to be a confident, powerful voice in the room. If you are ready for that transformation, there are just a couple days left to enroll. Enrollment closes Wednesday, March 20th, and you can enroll, learn more, and view the entire program curriculum by clicking the link in the show notes or heading to jessguzikcoaching.com/academy. I will link it in the show notes. And now let's go deeper into the topic of confidence. So I'm going to give you an overview of the three things that I want to talk about today, and then I'm going to dive more deeply into each one of them. The three things that are really, really important if you want to build actual confidence that is going to endure and stay with you and really be a permanent part of your personality and who you are is number one, you want to grow your ability to face discomfort. Number two, you want to learn to stop equating discomfort with failure or unworthiness. And number three, you want to learn new ways of experiencing and being in discomfort. And you can probably see that there's a theme here. The theme here is discomfort. our relationship with discomfort is going to make an enormous impact on the level and quality of self-confidence that we build. And this can be really, really tricky because a lot of people, when they start wanting to build confidence, they think that the name of the game is to avoid discomfort. And they think the goal is for me to feel strong and solid and amazing all the time. Feeling uncomfortable, that's not a sign of confidence. That's a sign that I'm not confident. And through what I'm sharing today, I really want to try to dispel and untangle that myth. I don't believe that a psychologically healthy human being, like a psychologically well-adjusted human being, is someone who never experiences discomfort, who never feels uncomfortable. What I'm really trying to say is if you never feel uncomfortable ever, to me, that's not a thing that's impressive where I would be like, wow, you're so confident. To me, I would think that doesn't sound quite right. Like as humans, we do experience discomfort. And so rather than trying to avoid it altogether, instead, we can ask ourselves a bit of a more productive question and ask ourselves, if I want to be confident, what does that mean about my relationship with discomfort? That is where all of the magic lies. And I'm going to walk you through it as I go through these three steps. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is growing your ability to face discomfort. And when I say discomfort, really what I mean is any emotion that isn't pleasant to experience. Some of the ones that are really common when it comes to the topics that I coach professionals on are feelings like feeling afraid, feeling exposed, feeling vulnerable, feeling embarrassed, feeling ashamed. Those are examples of uncomfortable emotions. So when I say discomfort, I'm using it as an umbrella term to refer to all of those emotions. And one of the first things that we have to work on if we want to build confidence that lasts is we have to be able to experience those emotions. And like I mentioned before, a lot of people think it's the opposite. A lot of people think that when they are confident and a sign that they have achieved confidence is that they never feel those feelings. And what I would like to offer is that uncomfortable feelings are part of the human experience. As humans, we experience a wide range of emotions. Some of those emotions can feel really good, and we really like feeling them. And some of those emotions can feel really difficult, and we don't like feeling them. Growing our confidence doesn't mean cutting ourselves off from difficult emotional experiences and only ever experiencing positive emotional experiences. Like I said, in my opinion, and I'm sure there's research to back this up, but from the work that I've done and my experience coaching women and deepening my knowledge of human psychology, experiencing uncomfortable emotions is not a sign that you are not strong and well-adjusted as a person. It is a very normal, very expected part of what it means to be human. And when it comes to building confidence, it's actually essential because the way that we build confidence is by watching ourselves step into something that felt too hard or too scary and by seeing that we are able to navigate it. And without us having that experience of, I did that thing and I saw myself do that thing, without us experiencing that, it's very difficult for our confidence to grow because we have no proof or evidence of our own strength. So in order for us to grow our confidence, we have to be willing to move towards discomfort. We have to be willing to take actions that don't always feel super amazing inside, but that are essential for us to prove to ourselves that we can handle hard things and that we are not a one-trick pony who can only operate and only thrive in situations when everything is really, really easy. One way you can think about this is, as you are growing and evolving, you get to make the choice of what type of person you want to be. You can choose type A or type B. Type A, this is going to end up being a pun, but it's not intended to. Type A means I am only willing and able to do things that are within my comfort zone and that don't elicit any sort of uncomfortable emotion. Or type B is I'm open to and I can handle all sorts of situations and circumstances, including ones that might elicit discomfort. You have to choose which type of person you want to be. And what I often find is that as people are trying to build confidence, they are unconsciously choosing type A. They're unconsciously trying to choose a path where they only ever feel good, not recognizing that A, that is not the person they want to be. They don't want to be controlling. They don't want to be a perfectionist. They want to be able to face hard things. But B, they also fail to realize that by not exposing themselves to anything uncomfortable, they're also depriving themselves of opportunities to grow more confident. What happens when we aren't willing and able to face discomfort is we're in avoidance. We're avoiding the things that feel hard. We're avoiding the things that feel scary. And while we get to avoid the uncomfortable emotion, what we're also avoiding is the growth that comes from experiencing the uncomfortable emotion. And that brings me to point number two, which is that part of the confidence building process is learning not to equate discomfort with failure or unworthiness. This is very, very, very important. If in order to build confidence, we have to be willing to stretch ourselves and do scary things, and therefore we have to be willing to experience a certain level of discomfort. If that is the case, then if every time we feel uncomfortable, we turn inwards and say to ourselves, oh my gosh, this feels so awful. I must be doing it wrong. Or, oh my gosh, this feels so awful. I must be so awful. Or, oh my gosh, this feels so awful. It probably doesn't feel awful for anyone else except me. What is wrong with me, right? If every time we face discomfort, we turn inwards and we tell ourselves that the reason that we're feeling the discomfort is because something's wrong with us or because we must be a failure, if that happens, then we are going to have a really, really hard time continuing to take those actions. Because now, every time we stretch outside our comfort zone and every time we feel uncomfortable, not only do we have to deal with the psychological discomfort of whatever emotion we're feeling, maybe we're feeling exposed, maybe we're feeling vulnerable, maybe we're feeling scared, but now on top of that, we have to deal with our own berating of ourselves and our own internal experience of, I'm so horrible. Why is this so hard for me? Why am I feeling so horrible? And it's very, very easy and very, very common for us as humans to fall into a trap of when we feel bad, we assume it's because we are bad. It's very, very easy to develop a habit of doing that. And it's a very subtle shift to be able to feel uncomfortable, feel vulnerable, feel embarrassed, feel ashamed, feel humiliated, and not turn against ourselves as we are experiencing that feeling. There is a difference between feeling, let's say, embarrassed and then saying to ourselves, I'm such a horrible person. I say stupid things. Why do I do this? I'm never going to speak up ever again. There's a difference between that versus feeling embarrassed and saying to ourselves, wow, that was really exposing. I'm noticing that I feel embarrassed. That was a little bit scary. Those are two very different experiences. In the first one, I'm turning against myself and I'm making myself wrong and I'm really berating myself really harshly because I'm experiencing an uncomfortable emotion. Whereas in the second instance, I'm being more objective. And we can push it even further down the spectrum. And in addition to shifting from berating yourself to being a little more objective, you can actually be kind towards yourself as you are experiencing an uncomfortable emotion. I remember, I will never forget the first time that concept came up in my coaching work. The concept that you could feel bad and still treat yourself well. I had no understanding of that in my psyche. And it took me a really, really long time to really internalize that how we are feeling isn't one and the same with how we treat ourselves. We can feel bad and treat ourselves well. And in fact, learning to do this, learning to treat ourselves well in the instances where we are feeling uncomfortable is at the essence of genuine, lasting confidence. It makes the difference between being able to sustain and keep going in that situation versus not being able to sustain. And I'll give you a very specific example of what this could look like so that you can see how this might play out for you in your professional life. Here's an example. Let's say I'm going to share my work with my boss, or maybe I'm going to share my work with some executives that intimidate me. And I have a slide that I'm going to share with them, and I'm going to walk them through it. And then I have a few things that I want to say as my talking points that go with the slide. Now, I want you to imagine that you're feeling uncomfortable. You're scared to put your work in front of those executives, and you're wondering, what if they don't like it? What if it's too elementary? What if they think it's dumb? Like, what if they see that I don't really understand what I'm doing? You're feeling really, really, really vulnerable. But you go and you share the slide with them, and you walk them through it, and you have your talking points and things that you want to layer on. But as soon as you start to present the slide, you get some pushback from someone in your audience. And they say, you know, I'm not so sure about this. And all of a sudden, you panic inside and you think, oh no, I was right. It wasn't good enough. I should have spent more time on this. I shouldn't have done it this way. I could have done it a different way. Why didn't I do that? Oh, why do I always mess things up? This was my opportunity to impress them. And then I blew it. And now what is this going to mean for my promotion? I'm already an underdog trying to prove myself. And now this isn't going well. And you start to feel uncomfortable. And in that experience, because you are turning against yourself and blaming yourself and getting so upset at yourself, the situation is escalating within you. And it's becoming more difficult for you to navigate, not just because of the initial discomfort of having an executive push back against your work, but because of all of the negative thoughts about yourself that you are now engaging in your mind. And when that happens, it's going to be very, very hard for you to then proceed with standing behind your work and to finish strong and to share the rest of the ideas and talking points that you had that you wanted to share behind that slide, because now you've lost your footing. So when we are able to experience discomfort, but not turn against ourselves through that experience, then we have more staying power. So what that would look like is you would share your slide with the executives. They would push back and say, I don't know. And then instead of you having that internal experience of like, oh no, why did I do this? This is so horrible. Instead of you having that internal experience, you would have one that's much more like, okay, this feels very uncomfortable. They're challenging me. I notice I'm feeling insecure and I'm getting a little bit reactive, but like, maybe I can do this. Let me find out what they think. I still want to share my points with them. Like, this is going to be hard, but I'm going to push through it. That's a very different experience. And it doesn't mean that you aren't feeling uncomfortable. And it doesn't mean that the moment isn't difficult, but you're meeting the discomfort with a greater ability to step back and see the situation a little more holistically versus taking that moment of discomfort and allowing it to really expand into something very, very big. And the wild thing about this is there's going to be instances where that executive who said, oh, I'm not so sure about this, there are going to be times where the point that they were making was so small and so minor. And once you actually learn what it is, it's not even going to be a big thing. And you will realize, oh my gosh, I just spiraled down for nothing. Like the thing they were concerned about, like, wasn't even a big deal. Like, we can fix that easily right away. They weren't even really pushing back. So that's one thing that's really important. But even in the situations where maybe they do disagree and maybe they do have critique, you still want to be able to stand strong in those situations. And you don't want to lose yourself and lose your ability to continue to lead them through your thinking in those instances. And I think with a lot of people, when it comes to self-confidence, we experience this hope that what it means is we're never going to have moments like that ever again. We're never going to have those moments where something happens and all of a sudden we're feeling scared and activated and insecure. And the truth is that the more confident you grow, the more you're going to stretch yourself. And the more you stretch yourself, the more you're going to be in hard situations. If you're anything like most of my clients, the path doesn't look like, okay, I'm going to become confident in my role, and then I'm going to stay in this role for the rest of my career, never challenging myself and just feeling confident and having it not ever be hard, right? What most of the women I support want is they want continued growth and evolution. So what that means is once they learn to become confident in their current situation, they want to go and reach for something more. And if you're going and reaching for something more, then as you do that, you're going to encounter those vulnerable moments again because you are reaching for something bigger. So I think it's really important to let go of the fixation on my goal is to never experience these wobbly, shaky, vulnerable, uncomfortable moments. And I think it's much more helpful to focus on, I want to get stronger and stronger in who I am able to be in those difficult, wobbly, shaky moments. Again, unless you just want to master your current situation and not grow and evolve beyond that point, then it's going to be really important that you're open to difficult moments and that instead of avoiding them, your goal is to learn to treat yourself with kindness, support, and encouragement during those moments. And by the way, there's no judgment around the idea of staying in the same place professionally. Like you can decide, my professional life isn't where I want to challenge myself. I do just want to be comfortable. That's okay. We're all humans. We're autonomous, hopefully, and we get to decide what we want for our lives. So if you don't want to push yourself, that's okay. But I think the problem comes when you do want to push yourself, but then you assume that pushing yourself should never be uncomfortable because then you create a dilemma for yourself. You create a situation where you can never win because if you're not pushing yourself, then you're upset because you're not pushing yourself and you're not growing. But if you are pushing yourself, you're upset because it's uncomfortable. So I think the most important thing that I want you to take from this is that if you do want to push yourself, you do want to grow, you do want to evolve, you do want to challenge yourself, the sooner you can get yourself to a place where you say to yourself, okay, discomfort is part of this and those moments are going to be a part of my professional journey, the faster that you can make peace with that as your reality, the faster your confidence will grow, period. Okay. So to recap what I've covered so far, if you want to build lasting confidence, number one, you want to grow your ability to face discomfort. And number two, as you face discomfort, you want to get better at not equating discomfort with meaning you are a failure or something is wrong with you. And this is hard because discomfort feels bad. And when we're feeling bad, it's just really easy for our minds to make that little extra leap that we're feeling bad because we are bad. But those are two different things. You can feel totally horrible about yourself. That does not mean you're an incapable human. You can feel horrible about yourself, and it can be true at the same time that you are wildly bold, that you are beautiful from the inside out, and that you are incredibly talented and capable. And it's hard for our mind to hold that as true because those things feel like they're in conflict with each other, but they're not, right? If those things really were in conflict with one another, then every time you were around a friend of yours and that friend said, oh, I'm so gross, I feel so bad, blah, 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 then you would have to be like, oh, you feel bad, you feel gross. Like, yeah, you are really bad. You are really gross. I don't want to be friends with you anymore, right? But you would never say that to your friend. We can see it so clearly when it's our friends and our loved ones. And we're like, wow, they're being really down on themselves. And like, they can't see what an amazing human they are, but I can see it, right? So you know this is true. You know inherently it's true that we can feel crappy. And it doesn't mean that we aren't incredible humans. But some of the work in growing your confidence is going to be you internalizing that that's true about you as well. So that's number two. Number three is very closely related to number two, and I've already started to get into it. But number three is you have to learn new ways of being in discomfort. So there's a difference between making the choice to take an action that's going to feel uncomfortable. That might be speaking in a meeting, disagreeing with your boss, right? Like whatever the scary action is for you. There's a difference between the choice to take the action and then the way that you respond to the discomfort that comes as a result of the action. And as your ability to stay in that discomfort without being harsh on yourself, without telling yourself that you've done it wrong and that you're failing, as you get better at doing that, you will become more agile. I think about confidence coming as a result of all the times that we felt uncomfortable and that we just wanted to give up and opt out and run straight out of the room. And every time we don't do that, and every time we give it 100% of what we've got, whatever we've got in that moment, but every time we give it 100% of what we've got, even though it feels hard, it feels vulnerable, it feels scary, it feels uncomfortable, it feels messy, it feels flawed, it feels imperfect. Whenever we show up as best we can, despite all of those things, our confidence grows just a little bit bigger. And the most beautiful thing about this is that that growth is a sustained confidence that we're growing. If our confidence is growing as a result of us showing up strong during a difficult moment, what that means is that that is a confidence that is not going to be afraid of more difficult moments. There's really two kinds of confidence we can build. Way back when I recorded an episode on this, I believe it's called Confidence 1.0 versus Confidence 2.0. But what I think of as Confidence 1.0 is confidence that we build based on wins and based on us succeeding and based on us achieving our goals and feeling great. And while it's true that we can build some confidence through wins, the problem is when we only build confidence as a result of wins, we become very, very scared of failures. And we start to really get into a mindset of having to perpetuate those wins and only achieve successes in order to sustain the version of us that we are becoming. Confidence 2.0 is the confidence that we build as a result of discomfort and failure. And while it's less pleasant to build confidence as a result of successfully navigating discomfort, like while that is not as fun as Confidence 1.0, it is far more enduring. Because if I'm going down a path where what's happening for me psychologically is I'm thinking, wow, I feel so good about myself. I did that hard thing and that hard thing and that hard thing, and I bounced back from that and I moved through that and I was able to get through that. When that's happening for me internally, I stop being afraid of things going wrong or things getting hard in the future because my confidence is coming as a result of me observing myself over and over and over, responding powerfully to difficult circumstances, responding powerfully to things going wrong. Whereas if I'm building my confidence based on things always going right and me having this perfect track record, I may find myself feeling terrified of a true challenge and terrified of a moment of vulnerability because I haven't proven to myself that I move through those like a badass. And something that is so important and something that I want to leave you with as you're thinking about building confidence is that your sense of how strong you are and how much of a badass you are is so much more potent when it comes from you navigating hard things. I think about it as like, you can do your hair and your makeup really beautifully and you can wear a gorgeous gown and you can look like really, really pretty. And you can feel amazing because you look pretty. And that's great and wonderful. And as women, we should all have that beautiful experience. However, I don't know about you, but like when my makeup is all done up and my hair is done up and I'm all done up, I can't relax. Like I can't get comfortable because I'm scared like I'm going to mess it up, right? Versus like when I go to the gym and my hair's in like a wild poof and I have sweat stains down my armpits and I have a wedgie up my butt, but I'm like sweating and lifting weights and sprinting and perhaps I don't look my most put together, but I feel so free and so strong inside because I'm busting through obstacle after obstacle after obstacle at the gym. So yes, while I'm quote unquote imperfect and quote unquote not put together, I can relax and I feel strong and I feel free and I feel amazing versus when I'm all perfectly put together, I don't feel as empowered. That's a kind of a silly example, but that's what I think about when I think about lasting confidence and when I think about feeling like a badass. It's much more about knowing how strong and capable you are, even if you're sweating and messy, right? And not looking picture perfect. That's a much more enduring type of confidence to build than the type of confidence that comes from doing everything perfectly. And I know it's hard, right? It's difficult to face hard things. It's difficult to move through discomfort. I get it. I would say 50% or maybe even more of my job as a coach is to be with my clients and support them in that experience because it is so hard. But the beautiful thing is, it's the type of hard that comes with a reward. And the reward that it comes with is a sense of strength and confidence and self-love and self-adoration that is enduring and that stays with us and that helps us not just feel more confident, but helps us live our lives more authentically and with more integrity in terms of who we want to be. And to me, you can't put a price on that. Like, that's worth getting uncomfortable to have the feeling that you're showing up as who you want to and that you're not afraid of difficult things. So in summary, the three things that are so important for growing your confidence are number one, growing your ability to face discomfort. Number two, learning not to equate discomfort with failure or you not being worthy. And number three, learning new ways of navigating and being in discomfort. I have so much more to say on this, so I will probably be recording more episodes on this. But for now, I'm going to close out this one. Thank you so much for being here. And a quick reminder that you have a couple days left to enroll in the Art of Speaking Up Academy. If you loved this episode, you love this level of mindset work, you love this level of realness, and if you want to build confidence that is deeper than the surface, that is actually going to endure, like you want the real deal, you want to feel like an unstoppable badass, that is how I approach all of the confidence building work that I do with my clients because I believe there is no better way. And that is what I walk you through inside the confidence portion of the Art of Speaking Up Academy. So you will love it if you loved this episode. To enroll or learn more, head to jessgazetcoaching.com/academy. Thank you so much for tuning in and I'll catch you in next week's episode. Bye.